Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iraqi security officials and militia sources are reporting a drone attack that targeted the Iraqi prime minister at home on Sunday was carried out by at least one Iran-backed militia group using Iranian-made equipment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi via a translator after the attack.
The cowardly missiles and the cowardly drones do not build our nation and do not build our future. We are working on building our nation, on respecting the state and its establishment, securing a better future for all Iraqis. I call on everyone for peaceful dialogue.
Former four-star General Jack Keane on Fox News says without any response from the Biden administration, Iran is becoming more aggressive.
And I think what the Iranians, the hardliners that took over in June, they are clearly changing and increasing the tension. And I think they made up their mind to kill him.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
As inflation, the border crisis, the deadly Afghan withdrawal, gas prices, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to illegal immigrants, it's no wonder the president is getting a poor report card from the American people.
President Biden's approval rating falling below 40%. It's been on the decline for a number of weeks. Latest poll by USA Today and Suffolk University found that 46% of those surveyed believe that the president is doing a worse job than expected, including 16% who supported him at the ballot box last year. 44% of independents say he's performing worse, not better, than they had expected. President's approval rating now at 38%. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The longest partial lunar eclipse of the 21st century is set to take place November 19th. NASA says the event is expected to last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds. That's longer than any other eclipse between 2001 and 2100. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Republican Representative Pat Fallon from Texas tells Newsmax over the weekend the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill is still not good for America.
How disappointed I am and so many other of my colleagues, and I think millions of our constituents, tens of millions of them, that 13 Republicans would do essentially Nancy Pelosi's bidding and Joe Biden's work for them. This was a bad infrastructure package. As you mentioned, we do need an infrastructure package. We do have aging roads and bridges and waterways and airports and the broadband internet. It's something we need to do for rural communities. But at the same time, you don't need $1.2 trillion. Remember, this whole thing started with Biden saying that we need $2.25 trillion for infrastructure. He had to have it or the sky was going to fall. And then magically, negotiating against himself, he got it down to $1.2. So I think a realistic package would be something more on the line of $200 or $300 billion that could actually go to the things we desperately need as a country. And there's black holes. A lot of this money, like in transit, last in the COVID relief package, transit got $70 billion. And in this bill, they're getting an additional $91 billion. You would expect some folks to operate, maybe not at a profit, but at least at a break even. And if you continually give them these kinds of bailouts, they're going to run in a very efficient manner. inefficient manner, rather, members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, to tell the American people the truth. But don't make it esoteric. Make it very digestible.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride and doing all you can to play your role to get this country back on track. This week is Veterans Day, Thursday, as a matter of fact, and the general consensus is we want to honor our vets more than just one day out of the year. And what is asked of me often is people say, Bill, what can I do? I say, well, first of all, acknowledging vet service, which is really nice. I got to tell you, I appreciate when somebody says to me, you know, thank you for your service. And respectfully, I mean, it is an honor. It's an honor to defend our country, defend their freedoms, their families' freedoms and that, and to represent, in my case, the U.S. Marine Corps. And Marine Corps in the specific issue, and in the broader sense, anybody that served in the military, regardless of the capacity. And we are grateful and privileged for that blessing that was bestowed upon us. And so we continue to honor Veterans Day year-round, 7 days a week. So whenever you see somebody who has served the country, trust me, they acknowledge and even, you know, have some sensitivity about particularly those that served in Vietnam, even to this day, which breaks my heart. I still hear men say to me, say, Bill, you know, nobody welcomed me home. And here we are all these years later. And so, especially if it's a Vietnam vet, welcome them home. Okay, would you do that? Our next guest, Jared Alexander, has an incredible story. Imagine, he joins the U.S. Marines, Semper Fi, straight out of high school, eager for action. And once in Iraq, however, he came to realize he was fighting a lost cause. Enmeshed in the ongoing war on terror, there was really just a fruitless display of American might. And I'm sure he can tell you exactly what he means by this. The myths of war, the stories of violence, masculinity, heroism, the legacy of his family, everything Alexander had planned his life around was turning into a mirage. Can you imagine? He is the author of the National Book Award finalist, Dark at the Crossing, and he's here to tell us more about it. Jared, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. How are you? Really quick, Elliot Ackerman was the finalist for the National Book Award. I was on the blurb of the cover there. Apologize.
Okay. All right. So a misspeak, and thank you for correcting that. Of course, the title of the book is a memoir, Volunteers Growing Up in the Forever War, is the title of your book.
That's right.
Okay. So I gave a little background of your story. Like kids your age, you know, at that time, out of high school, seeing that the country, there was a call to arms, and you answered that call. And then you realized maybe it's not all that it cracked up to be, right?
Right. You know, I grew up around the military. My whole family's in it. It was largely in the Air Force, and I had a grandfather who was in the Army. But it goes back generationally, even prior to that. I was kind of dipped into the military culture sort of from birth. I grew up around the fighter jets, and then eventually I got interested in novels about Vietnam and World War II later on. So going into the military was a natural progression for me. I, you know, I... I enlisted prior to 9/11, about 3 years prior, and I was very much interested in the landscape of it and the sort of attitudes and the sense of adventure. And then I spent 8 years in the Marine Corps from there, and then all of that began to kind of unravel over those 8 years after 9/11, and then going into the Iraq War. And then it kind of continued from there. I spent a number of years after that just sort of in the orbit of it.
Let's talk about Jared. Let's get specific. How did it all start to unravel for you? What happened?
Well, I began to sort of notice that the passions that put us into the war were incongruent to the ways that we were fighting. We went into the wars with a lot of heady language about liberty and freedom for ourselves and others. And yet we were sort of putting our knee into the back of a culture that maybe didn't want us there. We were sort of foisting our value sets on Iraq, and I had real struggles with that. That isn't to say that we didn't help on a local level, because we certainly did, and they were under a dictatorship at one point, and right. There were aspects of that. But we might have found a better way to do that, and I think that as I witnessed it and as I participated in it, I started to realize that a lot of the ways in which I was raised was leading me to a place that was inherently toxic and ugly. It doesn't mean that the people in them were fighting these wars were, but the systemic aspects of them were certainly a little bit problematic.
Well, I got to imagine in some cases probably some similitude with Vietnam, where we bring our Western culture and idea of liberty, and this is totally foreign. I mean, this is the wrong gospel, wrong church. I mean, how do they, what do they understand? What do they realize, about the cost of liberty? I mean, here we've had 100, 200 years of trying to learn the lesson, and we're still trying to learn the lesson, what it means to be free and be free in spite of antithetical forces, outside forces that want to enslave us all over again and rob us of our freedoms. That's ongoing. That's something more philosophical on a domestic era. But when you consider the people, there in the Middle East, here we are, we're the bastions of freedom and liberty. And it's not a snap of the fingers. I mean, this is something that the people themselves, it has to be organically generated where they themselves really catch on to the idea and are willing to lay their life down for it. And,
absolutely.
Frankly, I mean, hey, there's people here in the United States not willing to lay their life down for freedom. They don't quite understand it. We've had people that have gone before us that have done that. Your parents' generation, grandparents, same thing with me, even to this day, I mean, there are still people who are willing to lay down their life for freedom, and God bless them. This is what, America is all about in any ideal like this. But you need to have a measure of critical mass that kind of gets you over that hill to where the rest of the people can come. Because even like right now, for all the challenges that we're dealing in this country, not everybody gets it. It's just a small percentage of people who are fighting another small percentage of people that want to bring this country down.
That's right. I think that's accurate. I think you're absolutely right, too, on the aspects of democracy. The best democracies in the world have always been homegrown and internally motivated. They cannot be externally created successfully, at least not in a robust way. They're always sort of kind of clumsily clunking along when they're built externally. Iraq is a functioning democracy currently, but it is kind of tripping and falling over itself continually, and it needs outside aid to sustain itself. It needs a kind of life support system, whereas the United States, as an example, the United States during the Revolution built democracy internally based on the experiences it was having with England, and that's something that I think that needs to be understood. I think it's a heck of an amount of hubris for us to assume that we can export that.
Exactly.
I agree
100%, because I think sometimes we either underestimate or overestimate the value of loyalty and a committed heart to freedom. And this is something that even President Reagan said is not passed off in the bloodstream. It just doesn't happen that way. I mean, either you get it or you don't. And for us to impose that on somebody else, that is hubris, I believe. I agree with you to that point. But unfortunately and sadly, what our country, where we get it wrong, is you know, politicians can't help themselves. The whole political industry comes into play, and I think it really mucks up all the waters here. And people start thinking about, okay, well, if I help you do that, what's in it for me? What's the quid pro quo for you individually as opposed to the greater good of that country and the greater good of a free America? Just saying, that's my observation. Jared Alexander is with us, and he will continue to tell us his story on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Jared Alexander, his book, Volunteers, Growing Up in the Forever War. And I hope what you're hearing here is not, let's bash the military, let's bash. I think what Jared is bringing up here for a discussion are things that we can do to honor. I mean, this is this week, Veterans Day, Thursday, you know, Veterans Day. where we remember vets. And Jared, I think you said it perfectly. If we are really interested in honoring the vets, the best thing we can do is hold these policymakers, hold the military accountable, ask questions, continue to ask questions, and hold them accountable. And right now, especially because the way the military seems to be going, it seems to be very unmilitarily in terms of its trajectory. What do you think?
Well, I think the best thing the average American can do is get involved in our foreign policy, understand how we're flexing and exerting ourselves overseas, and how the military is being applied to that. Like right now, we're in a situation. I just read an article this morning that basically said that the 9/11 started. We are sending our kids to fight the wars that started 20 years ago. You know, there were people who closed out, soldiers who closed out Afghanistan had fathers who were in the same war. That's an incredible tragedy as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
It's needless. Mm-hmm. And that means that we have not gotten ourselves involved enough as a voting body to understand why we're fighting the wars, and then demand our elected leaders ask questions, or answer questions, rather, about why we're still doing so. Instead, we've kind of made them into these political third rails. I think part of that comes from an honest instinct to want to preserve and protect the military and be very, very respectful of that. But I also think that it comes from the sort of disengagement we have and the sort of an internally focused view we sometimes take of ourselves. We really do need to get involved in our foreign policy, and we need to start understanding why we do the things that we do, and then demanding action based on a broader and a deeper understanding of those things.
Well, Jared, think about what happened, though. I mean, let's go back to Vietnam. You know, the country was conditioned not to ask questions. You ask questions, and then we got shootings at Kent State. We've got riots in the streets. All hell's breaking loose. The Democratic National Convention in Chicago is going nuts. I mean, all this stuff happens, and this generation, our generation, was conditioned not to ask questions, not to get involved. Let them handle it. They can do such a great job. Well, here we are. You know, as I said to you, Brigitte Gabriel says, hey, you know, America's military hasn't won a war in 50 years. Because we're not supposed to ask questions. We're just supposed to go along to get along here. I mean, that's what everybody, that seems to be the general acceptance and condition of our country's philosophy right now, whether it has to do with the border, whether it has to do with CRT in classrooms, or whether it has to do with vaccinations. We're not supposed to ask questions. We're supposed to just go along with what the ruling elite says. And last time I checked from our Constitution, that isn't anywhere in the Constitution to support that kind of operation. So what they're doing, what they're doing is illegal. But if we the people don't hold them to account to say, no, what you're doing is illegal. And, you know, with the foreign policy, with what happened, I mean, weapons of mass destruction that we went through, and now, you know, the accepted scenario is that there wasn't weapons of mass destruction. But, you know, but this is where I think the legacy media and others let us down, because it's like, wait a minute, if there wasn't, then who killed all these people with gas to begin with chemical warfare? Who killed all these people? And could it be reasonable to consider that, hey, these people aren't stupid for, you know, all the sunlight that was coming on them for, you know, killing, you know, all these Kurds and everything? Would it be reasonable to think that maybe, just maybe, they moved all those chemicals into, you know, another country? Like maybe Syria, you know, who also demonstrated that they had the power. Where did that come from? Was that stuff that came, you know, from Iraq or what? You know, but you see, those questions just kind of fall by the wayside. We deal with it through a news cycle, and then we go to sleep, and, you know, we get back to work because, and I don't mean necessarily that we're lazy. I think your point's well taken, is that America needs to prioritize its priorities. And when we say we the people, it commands us to engage our government. If not, then you've got the 21st century American government brought to you by Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. And that's just working all kinds of wonderful for us, isn't it?
Well, I think that, you know, if we want to compare and contrast Vietnam to the modern era as it relates to civic involvement war, you know, the people who were protesting Vietnam, whether we agree or disagree with their methods, I tend to disagree with them, though I think the spirit of their intent was motivated by they were being asked to fight in a war they didn't understand. And that means the American government failed to, quite frankly, sell them on it. And
right.
because it was a war that was under it was unnecessary to begin with. I mean, whereas now the American people, by virtue of the fact that we don't have a draft, the American people have the ability to disengage. There's no incentive for them to get involved because it doesn't affect them personally. I mean, it's, the volume of people that are serving in the military is very small compared to the population.
Well, less than 1%. Less than 1%, Jared. You know, and I agree with you. So what do you feel about conscription?
I think it would be an interesting idea to have a conscription that doesn't necessarily involve military service, but one that perhaps. Well, look, you don't have to be in the military to be patriotic.
Right.
We seem to distill into this idea that patriotism is only by carrying a gun overseas. Look, if you rebuild a road for your city, that's a patriotic act because somebody, your citizens get to drive on that road. If you're a first responder, obviously we lionize those folks as being patriotic. But like if you work at a food bank, that's a patriotic act because you're helping the community. And I think that we can have there is an opportunity here for an obligatory service that allows for those things, and then have the military as a part of that. Because
it forces us
to become engaged in our culture. It forces us to become engaged with the people, and it forces us to become engaged with the decisions our policymakers are making.
Exactly.
And when we are engaged with those things, then we care about them, and then we start asking questions that they have to answer to.
Yeah. And it really advances our knowledge and understanding. That's what you're saying, Jared, because you got firsthand experience. I mean, just like you. I mean, what did you know about being a Marine until you were out there in the field? And then you start realizing and you're observing all these things and you come back courageously to say, hello, you know, we got a problem here in River City. I'm here 8 years as a Marine and these things aren't matching up. Is there a better way? And that's what you're asking.
Right.
And I agree with you. I believe that with the creativity outside of the, you know, the political arena, outside of these institutions and these rails that have been self-established, you know, these sacred cows, outside of that, you know, we can do this, but we have to protect the integrity of the institution. And unfortunately, most of the institutions have been taken over by self-seekers and self-advancers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we keep kind of going back to that original point, and that the best way people can fix those things is to become involved in civics, to understand the civics of this country, know how we work as a country, how our system is supposed to operate, and then demand that it operate that way.
Exactly.
But it takes involvement. And look, our political system does work when it is allowed to work appropriately. I think it does function. It just, you know, it gets muddy when we start adding in attributes that probably are antithetical to its value set.
Exactly.
Also, you know, it's important to be informed at the top of the list. You're talking about creating priorities. I think an individual's first priority is to be well informed. And he's taking in multiple points of view that perhaps differ from each other and contradict each other, and then coming to a synthesis. You know, it's engaging the intellect and understanding how the world works, and understanding how our country works, and understanding people that may perhaps differ from. If you can do those things, that's a great place to start.
It's impossible to advance the intellect if you're in a silo and you're only listening to people that share your same opinion. I mean, you're just dumbing yourself down. I mean, you're only dealing with half of the potential solutions out there, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is what we've learned the hard way. Jared Alexander, congratulations on the book Volunteers, Growing Up in the Forever War. Happy Veterans Day to you, and thank you for your service. Thank you for your post-service, for what you're doing in articulating what a lot of the service members who went overseas to fight in these forever wars, you know, what they experienced. And you're giving them some, some information and advancing their knowledge as well. And we can't thank you enough, Jared. You take care.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iraqi security officials and militia sources are reporting a drone attack that targeted the Iraqi prime minister at home on Sunday was carried out by at least one Iran-backed militia group using Iranian-made equipment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi via a translator after the attack.
The cowardly missiles and the cowardly drones do not build our nation and do not build our future. We are working on building our nation, on respecting the state and its establishments, securing a better future for all Iraqis. I call on everyone for peaceful dialogue.
Former four-star General Jack Keane on Fox News says without any response from the Biden administration, Iran is becoming more aggressive.
And I think with the Iranians, the hardliners that took over in June, they are clearly changing and increasing the tension. And I think they made up their mind to kill him.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Well, with this Thursday coming up, being Veterans Day, we're talking things military and taking a look at our history and what we can draw from it. And Patrick O'Donnell is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's coming back. We had spoken with the best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian when his book, The Indispensables, first came out. And it's appropriate to come back and talk about his book and about an American war story. Much like the Battle of Dunkirk, which was made famous by the blockbuster movie Dunkirk, as you recall. And he's going to talk about that as well as some other things from Indispensables and, bring it all into, the current context in which we're dealing with right now. So we're grateful that he will be joining us in just a few minutes. Again, you know, people often ask me to go, Bill, you know, these great guests, how do you get these guests? I tell them we really are blessed, to bring people on the show with this level of intellect and experience. It's just really an incredible blessing, as I said, and to have them come on. And it's to be a blessing to you, to our audience, that as a result, you learn and you're hearing, from the people themselves. It's from their mouths to your ears. Not 8-second sound bites. We're not running an agenda here trying to convince you into something. We want to enlarge your intellect and for you to come away with the idea that, hey, you're glad you checked in, even if it was by accident. Maybe it wasn't by accident, but that you joined us for a specific reason, a topic that you saw that we were going to share. And these interviews are there at our website at Bill Martinez Live or BillMartinezShow.com. Either one, you can find them. And feel free, download, share them with your friends and neighbors. Absolutely free because we're givers. We don't charge. We just, again, are privileged to share with you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, these great guests. Patrick O'Donnell joins us now, the best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian. Patrick, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Great to be back with you, Bill. How are you?
Well, Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm looking forward to talking to you again about indispensables. We had such a great conversation the last time you were here. And this one here, you've got to share an aspect, which brings to mind the Battle of Dunkirk. For some reason, this keeps cycling back, maybe because it's Veterans Day coming up this week. But again, we hear about Dunkirk, and especially in light of, sadly, what happened with America's departure of Afghanistan. There was no Dunkirk there. We needed the courage of something like Dunkirk, but unfortunately it fell short. And in a sense, in the background, you can say, Bill, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater yet, because there's a lot of former military who are in the dark of night finding ways to go in and liberate Americans who were caught behind the lines there in Afghanistan, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Afghanistan demonstrates just how difficult a withdrawal in the face of an enemy can be. And that was in many ways, a debacle on just so many levels. Handing the Taliban a victory, leaving behind all of our equipment, leaving behind Americans. I mean, something we don't do. We don't leave Americans behind. We don't hand people strategic victories. But going back to my book, The Indispensables, you bring up the American Dunkirk, and that's really an extraordinary story that I highlight in The Indispensables. Let me kind of give you the background there. This is August 1776. Yeah, the Battle of Brooklyn is raging, and it's a massive defeat for American forces. I wrote a book called Washington's Immortal, which chronicles the epic stand of sort of our American Thermopylae with the Marylanders. And they have a stand that allows, gives us an hour more precious in our history than any other, as one historian of the day put it. But they allowed the army to escape back to the fortifications at Brooklyn Heights, but unfortunately, we had the entire might of the British Navy parked in the East River, and over 20,000 men from the British Army, as well as Hessian armies, their allies, that were assembled, and they were about to crush Washington's 10,000 men. And it's here that the war and the revolution falls upon the mighty shoulders of the Marblehead Regiment, and that's the men that I write about in The Indispensables, and they are some of the most experienced mariners in the entire colonies. They're fishermen, and they have to do the impossible, which is to take the army of roughly 10,000 men, all their wounded, their cannon, their horses, and everything else, and somehow get it across this raging East River. And if you know where the Brooklyn Bridge is today, this is where the American Dunkirk takes place, and it's here that this is the embarkation point where all the small boats that they could find in Manhattan are gathered. And that night, they make trip after trip. Initially, it doesn't go well at all. The tides aren't working. They're not able to row across, but then things sort of change. But it's a race against time. It's a race against dawn. When light comes, that means that the British Army knows exactly what we're up to.
Exactly.
And we're racing against time. And then, it's really a miracle takes place. A providential fog sets in and screens the movement of the army as the Marbleheaders and the Indispensables take nearly 10,000 men across that river miraculously, and they save them.
I was going to say, in so many things like this, whether it's Dunkirk itself, this story here, terms like miracle come into play. And I believe, for General Washington at the time, this enlarged his faith all the more, and why he saw so many steps that were taken with this great American idea, to fight for freedom, to liberate the colonies, to put all on their line, their fame, their fortune, their resources, everything they put on the line. And he saw time and again how the hand of God delivered them. And he was very liberal in talking about how God had saved him at every turn and saved this country at every turn, right?
Right. I mean, it's really quite, if you lay out the revolution, it's It's 8 long years of war with the greatest naval power on Earth, the greatest army on Earth, arguably, and even with our fellow Americans. And it's a war against the economy. I mean, there's massive hyperinflation where people are starving. The money doesn't go anywhere. But it's about sheer will. And God's hand, it's played many times. And just it, the weather plays a key role in so many ways. And that's where you kind of see, like, things again. It's about a river crossing where the Indispensables once again save the Continental Army and save the United States. And that would be on Christmas Day, 1776, where the American Army is launching its counteroffensive at Trenton, and that changes the course of history.
Exactly. I mean, really, you know, again, you look at it, and it's a David and Goliath story, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is, and it's about resilience. It's about Americanism, about American exceptionalism. It's about just being, you know, people being so tough, so resilient. You know, even being able to overcome defeat after defeat. But it's also about an idea, and that's the idea of America, which is about freedom and liberty. And that idea is more relevant today than any other time, really.
Exactly. And it's bipartisan. I mean, get it out of the political. I mean, when it comes to liberty and freedom, that is the case for the good of all men. But as we're seeing right now, not everybody is interested in liberty and freedom, the kind that our founding fathers fought for, the kind that they laid their lives down for, are they?
Because we're losing our freedoms and liberty. And this is the operating system that America is built upon. Mm-hmm. It's our freedom and liberty that was born through the fire of the revolution that would spawn in so many other revolutions in history and change empires.
Exactly.
But it's about free enterprise. It's about freedom and liberty, and it's so important today.
Got to go to break. More from Patrick after this.
In timeshare owners, this is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Patrick O'Donnell continues with us, a best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian who has written the book Indispensables. And, of course, we're talking about an American war that was much like the Battle of Dunkirk, made famous by the blockbuster movie Dunkirk, and talking about American exceptionalism. Patrick, the idea and even the term American exceptionalism, I don't know what it was, but just as you laid it out, boy, I'll tell you, for many of us, we're proud of the hard work. We're proud of the legacy of our founding fathers, what they've done. We wouldn't be here without them. And at what cost? And the thing to consider is that it wasn't like 100% of, of the early revolutionaries, believed in what was going on. I mean, for what was hanging in the balance, I mean, this was treasonous, what they were doing. And they were hoping upon hope that they were going to be able to manage a victory over the world's most dominating military force. And, and you wonder at some times, did General Washington think, oh, my God, what have I gotten myself into? This is overwhelming. And you couldn't, you couldn't blame everyday soldiers. I mean, here you got, farmers and that people in the early colonies and what they were doing. I mean, here they are. They're putting together a military force against the greatest military force on the planet at the time. You got to think that they had their doubts along the way, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is where I think people have this distorted view of the revolution, that it was this sort of preordained event. The reality is, absolutely not. We were completely lucky that we even we're able to prevail, because this is a situation where the British Army or the British Empire had crushed any other rebellion in its history. There's never was a rebellion that had been successful prior to this. And that this is where it's so extraordinary, because you've got a core group of people that believe in the revolutionary ideas of freedom and liberty and self-governance. And then you have a large portion of the country that doesn't believe in that. In fact, they're loyal to the crown. And yes, you have a civil war that is raging within the United States. And you had cancel culture, Bill. One of my favorite stories in this book is a guy by the name of Dr. Nathaniel Bond, who nobody had written about until The Indispensables. And Dr. Bond is one of my main characters. Dr. Bond, his specialty is viruses. and he's a smallpox specialist.
Yes.
And smallpox plays a huge role in this war, in this book, too, because it divides people politically just like it does today, a virus. I mean, I bring it out. It's an amazing story. But Bond, you know, creates an inoculation hospital, which is burned to the ground by the loyalists with people inside it. You talk about political violence. Their homes of these guys were surrounded by angry mobs. I mean, one of my main characters, John Glover, has a really interesting way of dealing with the mob. He knows they're coming. He knows that they're about to kill him. And he takes a four-pound, takes a cannon and wheels it into the foyer of his home and waits for the crowd to show up and orders the doors of his front home opened as the crowd's there, and he has a lighted torch in his hand. And it's a get-off-your-lawn moment.
Yes.
And they just
you think? Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and they dispersed. I mean, it's incredible. But Bond is
well, once again proving that my gun is bigger than your gun, and when that happens, it has a tendency to nullify those that want to push a cancel culture narrative, right?
Well, what I was getting to with Bond is he was canceled because he actually treated British soldiers at the Battle of Lexington and Concord. And I have a original four-page letter that he wrote to Elbridge Gerry, who's also a main character in this book, future vice president, and also kind of the thought leader of the revolution, that, you know, they thought he was a loyalist, and they surrounded his house after Lexington and Concord, and they threatened to kill him. And he asked, you know, if Gerry could bring an armed guard so that he could testify what happened, and he does. But instead of leaving the revolution because of his honor being besmirched, he stays on. He's a fighting company commander and the surgeon, the doctor, the guy that heals people. And to make a long story short, he stays on, and he saves the army from smallpox. He saves the entire Continental Army from smallpox. Wow. And that's an amazing story.
How was he able to do that?
He inoculated the army. Washington was arguably the first public health decision, and they inoculate the army because more people are dying in the army from smallpox than British bullets. And inoculation is not an easy thing. Mm-hmm. It's not a sure thing either. It's kind of like Russian roulette. They lance the top of your shoulder with a knife, and they give you a little portion of the virus. And most of the time, your antibodies fight it off, and you're set. But other mm-hmm. times, you die.
Right.
But it allowed the army to fight on, and there's a few people that died. And then, you know, it's sort of ironic, is the guy that gets canceled, his service also kills him. He dies, in 1777, trying to save the army. And he's never heard from or seen again, basically, until this book, The Indispensables.
How did he die?
We think it's from the virus, but we don't know.
Uh-huh. Mysterious. Wow. That's amazing. And again, the application that it is today, that here we are, are we at the level, do you think, Patrick? I mean, you know, with all the different narratives, I mean, this is what has people so confused, you know, what we were talking about earlier, is having that knowledge, that understanding of reality. And reality has been so splintered and tainted that people are not sure who to believe and what to believe. I mean, if they were, standing on solid ground, they understood, okay, everybody was being genuine, that we were dealing with right numbers. I mean, everything's all over the place. One day, wear masks. Next day, don't wear masks. Wear three masks. I mean, it's so mentally disturbing here. And then they want to indict us because of doubts that they have, you know, introduced. And, you know, we're reasonable people, you know, American people are reasonable, and saying, look, you just now it's like you just haven't convinced me that COVID is that dangerous that I need to be vaccinated.
Well, I think most of it boils down to, I mean, you really look around and there's narratives all over the place with people that have an agenda. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's really so important to always try to find the primary sources, to find the ground truth, and to continue to search and do your own searching, and don't necessarily believe the so-called experts.
Yes.
You have to really look at the ground truth of things and analyze them.
Well, it'd be refreshing. I got to tell you, Patrick, if anybody was going to be canceled, it would be the supposed scientists who come in with an agenda. It becomes obvious that they have an agenda other than to, you know, heal people and to do right by the American people, and then they start making, you know, claims that turn out to be false. Well, then, you know, to me, you got to set them aside, put them on the bench. You know, we don't need to hear from them anymore. And that's the way scientists learn that, look, if you're going to say something that has to do with the overall health of the American people, you better understand it comes with a price and a high level of responsibility. And you've got to make sure that you are not, you're not tainted and compromised in your perception, because it would be much more appreciated and wiser if you recused yourself from the conversation. And, you know, then for us to find out later on that, you had a lot to gain by everybody being vaccinated and by saying lot to gain, you know, I mean monetarily and otherwise.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I think the bottom line is about, it's really, I think freedom and control are important things. And the founders really understood the aspect of power and how to diffuse it. And this is kind of our operating system, if you will, as a country. And men like Elbridge Gerry really kind of defined what liberty is and how what republicanism is. What I mean by that is with a small r, and how that all works. And these things are what the founders are, so, and we receive the Constitution from it. That's why this time period is so important, especially with today, with the with the advent of technology that is overwhelming in many cases that can suppress freedom and liberty. It's so important to understand like what the men and women from the founding generation were trying to accomplish, because they got it right.
Yes,
in many ways.
And, yeah, mostly right. Yeah, out. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And in the case of they didn't necessarily get the issue of slavery right, but not that wasn't everybody. And the men in New England, they were ardent abolitionists, for instance, mm-hmm. and they were part of the abolitionist movement. And that is where, the regiment that I chronicle in here, the Indispensables, the Marblehead Regiment, the 14th Continental, they were a diverse regiment that included African Americans, Native Americans, and they created one of the greatest fighting regiments in history as a result of it.
Exactly. Well, Patrick O'Donnell, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for coming on the show, talking about Indispensables. Look forward to having you back, to get into a deeper dive. It's just it's a wonderful read and just a terrific, all that you have given us in that book to cause us to appreciate all the more what American exceptionalism is all about and the gift that our founding fathers gave to us. Patrick, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Really enjoyed it.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.